Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And good morning, and welcome to The Apostle Speaks. My name is Evangelist Hilda, and I am the co-pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. Today, our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins will not be with us this morning, so I will bring a word from the Lord in her place this morning. Amen? So first, we would like to thank you for tuning in to The Apostle Speaks. Praise be to God. My devotional message for this morning is entitled, You Are My Plenitude, by a Persistent Problem, and that's PLAGUED, plague, plenitude. And my scripture reading for this message is coming from Isaiah chapter 30, verses 20 to 21. And it says, although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes, you will see them, whether you turn to the right or to the left. Your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Amen. Praise be to God. My second scripture reading is coming from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 19 through 20. And it says, sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And my third scripture reading is coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 from the AMP Bible. And it says, for our light, momentarily affliction, this slight distress of the passing hour is ever more and more abundantly preparing and producing and achieving for us an everlasting weight of glory beyond all measure, excessively surpassing all comparisons and all calculations, a vast and transcendent glory and blessedness never to cease. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Praise God. Again, the title is When You Are Plagued by a Persistent Problem. One that goes on and on. And again, the word is plagued. On when you are plagued by a persistent problem, one that goes on and on, view it as a rich opportunity. An ongoing problem is like a tumor who is always by your side. The learning possibilities are limited only by your willingness to be teachable in faith. Thank me for your problem. Ask me to open your eyes and your heart to all that I am accomplishing through this. Once you have become grateful for a problem, it loses its power to drag you down. On the contrary, your thankful attitude will lift you up into heavenly places with me. From this perspective, your difficulty can be seen as a slight temporary distress that is producing for you a transcendent glory never to cease. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is to me. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Lord, when we accept Jesus as our personal Savior, you change us forever and made us whole. Let us share your Son's message with our friends, with our families, and with the world. You are a God of love, redemption, conversion, and salvation. We will praise you today and forever in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to join into the midst of it all. Amen? So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come you
Amen. Praise be to God. So at this time, I would like to say good morning to Father God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God, everybody. And now it is time for the word. Praise God. First, for this message, I would like to sing a song. O Come, All Ye Faithful. Amen. O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of Angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exultation. Oh, sing, all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, all glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning, Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in fresh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. The voice is a bit cracky this morning, but to God be the glory. You don't have to sing like a professional to please our holy Lord. Amen. Praise God. So my scripture for this morning is coming from Matthew chapter 2, and we're going to read verses 1 through 10. Amen. Praise God. And I am reading from the New Living Translation. And it says, these verses is talking about visitors arrived from eastern lands. Amen. So verse 1 in chapter 2 of Matthew says, Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern land arrived in Jerusalem asking, where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him. King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this. He was, as was everyone in Jerusalem. Amen. He called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of religious law and asked, where is the Messiah supposed to be born? In Bethlehem in Judea, they said, for this is what the prophet wrote. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not least among the ruling cities of Judah. For a ruler will come from you who will be the shepherd for my people, Israel. Then Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men, and he learned from them the time when the star first appeared. Then he told them, go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child. And when you find him, come back and tell me so that I can go and worship him too, which we all know that was not true. He was never going to worship him. After this interview, the wise men went their way, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. To God be the glory for the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we are often blind to your leadership and deaf to our responsibilities as your children. Help us to follow the light of your leadership and give us wisdom to use that revelation in our lives. May we apply it in our daily lives, the wisdom that comes from your word and from the Holy Spirit, for the glory of Jesus. Now, Father God, remove Hilda out of the way and allow your Holy Spirit to bring forth what thus says the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Now, there was a scurry in heaven. A commotion was caught by the fact that the Christ was leaving heaven for his humiliation. Peter said in his first epistle that the time of the coming of Christ was a time unknown to any of the angels in heaven. Only God knew the appointed time when the time came. Even the angels of heaven participated in the things that God was now doing. God sent an angel to speak to Zechariah, Mary, and Joseph, and also to announce Jesus' birth. to the shepherds. He even sent an angelic choir to the shepherds during this great commotion of heaven. God decided to speak to some gentle men. We do not know much about these men, but many fables and myths have arisen from them. The Eastern Church in the 4th century gave names to them and declared that there were three of them. Now, the Bible does not tell us who they were. Doubtless, they were students of the stars and probably some of the wisest men of their time. The Bible says they saw a star in the east, which they knew to be the star of Christ. Upon seeing that star, they became excited and made the journey to Jerusalem so they might inquire about the birth of the Messiah. Amen. Praise God. Now, if we do not get lost in the fables and myths, and if we stay with God's truth, we have a marvelous relationship. Some theologians tells us that when Paul went on his first missionary journey, Peter went to share the gospel with the Cornelius. The first Gentiles were converted to Christianity. Actually, this is untrue. The first Gentiles to be converted were the wise men who came with Christ when Christ was born. Excuse me. Okay, let me see. Just bear with me. My eyes are a little bad this morning. Untrue. The first Gentiles to be converted were these wise men who came when Christ was born. They fell down before him and worshiped him. There are two lessons I would like for us to learn this morning. I would like for us to gather light from the star and wisdom from the wise men. Amen. My text for this message is coming from Matthew chapter 2, verse 10, and it says, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Praise God. And my title for this message, Light and Wisdom from the wise men. Praise be to God. First, the light of the star. Now, the star was an unusual creation. It may have been a comet, as many have claimed. It may have been a special creation. Whatever it was, it revealed to the Magi, which back in the day they called them Magi, that the Jewish Messiah was born. God had told Israel to be ready for the coming of the Messiah. They were ready neither to receive him nor to share his message. So God revealed the coming of the Messiah through creation. God never fails. If people do not do his will, he uses others. And we know that is to be true. If God give you an assignment to do and you don't do it or you don't believe it, he moves on to someone else who will do it. Now, a leading light. This star led to Christ. It told the wise men that the Christ had been born. Then they went to Jerusalem. They traveled through a red desert country. And you know, in the desert, it's very hot and windy and all of that. So they had to travel through all of that to get to where they were to go. No doubt, it was a difficult trip, but they would not be stopped. And we should be that way for the word of God. We should never stop learning more and more about God every day. And it's all in his word, in his Bible, or in the Bible. They inquired as to the place of the Messiah's birth. Ultimately, they were taken to the scribes and told that the Christ would be born in Bethlehem. As they proceeded toward Bethlehem, the star appeared, leading the way to the Christ. We ought to be like that star. Amen? Leading people to Christ. Always showing the way to him. The star attracted their attention. The word of God taught them the exact details. The light led them to the Christ and stopped there. The light every Christian needs to lead others to Christ. Do not lead people to church buildings or programs and lead them there. And leave them there. Lead them to Christ. The star became a witness. It told those wise men that the Messiah was born. Then it led them to the Messiah. That is the kind of light the church must have in the world today. Amen. To God be the glory. Now, the wisdom of the wise men. Perhaps these men were teachers of science in Persia. They were not called king. They were called magi, which means wise ones. God's message in nature, okay? So God's message in nature, many scientists concluded that perhaps the Christian message is not true because we have made so many myths about God rather than listening to God as he has spoken. God spoke loudly through nature to those ancient scientists. People may see God's handiwork in a tree or in the human body. Who could study either without recognizing that a divine designer made them? Praise God. God. God's message in his word. Paul said that God reveals himself in nature. He reveals himself in a general way in nature. But for details, we must turn to God's word. That is exactly what these wise men did. Let us be just as wise. When we look at the beauty of the sky, of the ocean, or of human life, let us recognize God's handiwork. Then let us turn to his word and believe the exact details that God reveals to us about himself. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Now, the wise men persisted. When the wise men saw the Messiah's star, they wanted to know him. So they traveled across the desert. They went through wild, rugged country filled not only with physical hardship, but also with bands of robbers. They journeyed not on a jet airplane, but on camels or by walking. They persisted in their search. They were not discouraged when they arrived at Jerusalem and found uninterested people. Many today are discouraged by lesser things in their search for Christ. The wise men did not become discouraged in trying to learn about the Messiah. They could have said, we will see if we like the scribes. Where did the scribes go to school? Are they friendly scribes? Are they good mixers? Do they stand at the door and shake hands when you come in? Or do they not? They did not say those things. They went eagerly to hear the message of God. They were tenacious in their search. Praise God. Now, the wise men rejoiced. They knew that God was leading, and they rejoiced. Oh, my friends, if we could return to a rejoicing search for God, we could come here to church like zombies. We come here to the house of God acting as if we do not want to hear God talk. Is God speaking to us out of his word through his prophets? If he is, then we ought to rejoice as we come into the presence of God. That is what the wise men did. They rejoiced when they saw the star. We should do the same thing when we see God's handiwork. Rejoice, because we know in our hearts that it's God and only God created all these things. The wise men worship. They worship and bow down to give him honor. They finally arrived at the house where Jesus was. Now, with all of their persistence, with all of their revelation, they could have blown it right there. They came to the house where the young child was. And what did they do? They did not call a committee meeting. They did not send a telegram to their denominational headquarters to get permission. They entered the house. They came to Jesus. They did not hesitate. They immediately came to him and fell down before him and worshiped him. They had found the revelation of God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And my conclusion for this message is, the wise men worship the baby Jesus. Theirs was not curiosity gratified, but devotion exercised. Excuse me. We also must worship the Savior, or we will never, never be saved by him. He was not come to put away our sins and then to leave us ungodly and self-willed. Oh, you who have never worshiped the Christ of God, may you be led to do so at once. He is God over all, blessed forever. Adore him. Was God ever seen in such a wonderful, in a worshipful form before? Behold, he puts rainbows in the heavens. He rides upon the wings of the wind. He scatters flames of fire. He speaks, and his dreaded artillery shakes the hills. You worship in terror. Who would not adore the great and terrible Jehovah of the Old Testament? But is it not much better to behold him here? Aligned to your nature, allied to your nature, wrapped like your own children in swaddling clothes, tender, feeble, next to kin to your own self. Will you not worship God when he has thus come down to you and become your brother, born for your salvation? Here, nature itself suggests to worship. Oh, may grace produce it. Let us hasten to worship where shepherds and wise men and angels had led the way. Won't you come to him this morning? And if you really have not accepted him as your personal Savior, now is the time. All you have to do is say this prayer of salvation with me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and your mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive. And here's my prayer. Jesus, Become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus came down, died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you to the body of Christ. And it's not easy. It's hard work. But anything that is worth being saved when Christ come again, don't consider it as hard work. Consider it as pure joy. Amen? And then you ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you to a good Bible-based church. Amen? Praise God. And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude chapter 24 and 25. And it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. And that's coming from the New King James Version. Praise God. So I do hope and pray that you enjoyed this word this morning on the wise and wisdom of the wise men. I mean, the light and wisdom of the wise men. Amen. So, you know, just like the wise men, we too have to follow that star to where our Savior is born. And this is the season of our Father. It's not all about Christmas, but it's all about Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Praise God. And that concludes, and I pray and lift up our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins in prayer that she will be able to come back to us and continue bringing a word from God as soon as it is she's able and up to it. Amen. But in the meantime, we will continue to keep her in our prayers. Praise God. And now, our very own Barbara Amore is going to come with our poetry at this time. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. How are you this morning?
Good morning, I'm blessed, David. You?
I'm blessed, thank you. Praise be to God.
Enjoyed your message this morning.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to be reading a poem from Profundity of God, a spiritual anthology poetry. And is my volume okay? I mean, my sound,
yes.
Not the volume.
The
okay,
volume.
I'm using my... Let us celebrate God. How do I celebrate you, Lord, creator of everything? By telling everyone I meet about how good, how awesome, I would tell them that you reign. To begin this praise, here's a partial list. You are love. You are awesome. You are great and greatly to be praised. You are faithful. You are everlasting. You are long-suffering. You are holy. You are a deliverer. You are a healer. a mind regulator and a miracle maker. You also heal broken hearts, Alpha and Omega. You are the bright and morning star. You are my lily of the valley. You are the rose of Sharon. You are the great I am, the one and only true and living God. You are Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, giver of life to everything. Father, you know it all, for you're omniscient. You are everywhere at the same time, omnipresent. You hold all power in your hands. You're omnipotent. And me, I like this part. You have a sense of humor. Mm-hmm. You got jokes. You neither slumber nor sleep. And you've been this way since always and forever. So if I had to tell someone why to celebrate you, God, these are some of the things I'd say. We worship and adore you, for you alone are the worthy one, the only one that is the great I am. You've done it all for countless thousands of years. And Father God, just in case some still don't comprehend, I could start this poem all over again, but I won't. For now, let us just celebrate God, our Father, his holiness. I'm sorry, his holiness, his existence, just because he is. Amen.
Amen. That is beautiful. Absolutely. I love the words in it. You know, if I have to start it all over again, but I won't.
But I won't.
I won't. What was the name again? The title?
The name of it is Why We Celebrate. I'm sorry. Oh. Let Us Celebrate God on page 34.
Okay.
Celebrate Amen. God.
Let us.
You.
Hallelujah.
Mm. Oh, glory.
This is his time, and that's all we, and it's not just this month, but mm-hmm. every day. You know, we Amen. Should be celebrating him.
Amen.
Every day of our lives that we are down here on this earth. Praise
right.
God. Thank you for that beautiful, beautiful poem.
And oh, so,
amen.
That was
beautiful.
Amen. I'm sorry,
that
you said
beautiful.
Something? Yes, yes.
Yes,
it was.
I said that was beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, these God. Are the times when I knew I could have been a good minister of music. I can't sing, but I can direct. And right after she finished, I would have played Fred Hammond, You Are, You Are. I would have played that song.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, Lord, you are, you are. And she was naming the things that he is and everything that he is to be to us. It was
yes.
beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. And I'm glad I got on early enough to hear it.
Hear it.
So, thank you so much.
Pastor Stephen heard it too, and he was going, wow, wow. So that was beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
It's on page 34.
Yes.
Of the book.
Okay.
Okay. So now we are going to have our talk in the sanctuary with our very own Pastor Kathy and Stephen Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministries. And we are going to welcome them with a hand clap praise. Amen.
Yeah.
In your hands, Pastor Kathy.
Amen, amen. What a beautiful entrance to follow our portrait, Sister Barbara, on that note. What a wonderful entrance for anyone to come in and just on the Lord this morning. We thank God for our very own modern-day David, Sister Barbara Moore.
Amen.
Because she does that thing. She get those poems together. And most people think that's easy. It is not easy. You have to really sit there and let your mind open up to hear what God is saying. You know, because most of the time we think we're doing it on our own, but it's the Spirit of God that's giving her those songs. Why you think they're so fitting? You know, they fit right in because she's being led in her spirit to say those things. And they're beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Precious and Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning, oh God, for all that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. Not just in this season, but every chance we get, oh God, we're going to love on you. We're going to honor you. We're going to glorify your holy name. And this morning, we're doing just that. We're glorifying your holy name, oh God. We lift you up high above the earth. Right now, Father God, have your way on this line as we go into this talk hour, that it may be beautiful, a sweet-smelling savor unto your nostrils, oh God, that it will be done in love and gentleness, tenderness, everything that's found pleasing unto you. Yes. Father God, we thank you, we love you, we honor and adore you. Have your way with us in this talk hour that we would not be offensive, but we would speak what we desire to talk about and do it in love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Good morning. I'm going to say
good morning,
everyone.
Good morning.
I remember back in the day, they used to allow the kids to do that. They've taken it out, but they used to do the Pledge of Allegiance or whatever, and then they had the prayer in the morning. They took that out, and every morning everybody had to say, good morning, Mrs. So-and-so, or Mr. So-and-so, whoever it was.
Yes.
And it was just such a sweet, sweet entrance for the kids,
amen,
you know, so that they could stop playing and enter in. But now they don't do any of those things anymore, so they just keep playing, and then, okay, go on over there and have your cereal. But they don't know. When you set an atmosphere, you open up a doorway so the Spirit of God can enter in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it'll work out a lot better. And whatever atmosphere you're setting for him, whether it's choir rehearsal, whether it's church, whether it's in your home, it'll smoothen things out so it comes across a lot sweeter when you invite him in first. Yeah. So we thank God for everybody on the line this morning. Good morning. Good morning. Love you guys. Thank y'all for chiming in. Is the foster mother Wiggins on?
No, she's not.
Okay, she's over there in the land of luxury, and she done forgot about us. She getting her little sunshine on.
No, she's trying to get things together that, you know, she'll be able
to. She getting her sunshine on over there. She getting spoiled.
We haven't had any sunshine. It's raining.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. After a couple of years, she can appreciate getting that sunshine.
Absolutely.
So, but we always want to lift her up in prayer and thank God for all that he's doing for her right now. It's been a long, long time coming for her, but we thank God she's getting the treatment that she so desperately needs and deserves as a woman of God. So we pray that she's having a wonderful, wonderful Saturday before Christmas. So we thank God. I was wondering if there's any songbirds on the line that wants to do a couple of Christmas songs today.
Oh, you missed mine this morning. I sung "Oh Come All Ye Faithful."
Also, so now you should be all warmed up to do it again, huh?
I will try, you know, the voice did crack a little.
Well,
but
you did this morning, so now you should be warmed up. Yeah, we're going to love on the Lord for a few minutes. That's all we want to do is just love on God.
Let me see. Where is he? Okay. Oh, come. Yeah, look at that. It just opened right up to the page. Oh, to God be the glory. Now, I'm not a professional singer, but I'll do my best. Praise God.
Take your time. It's unto the Lord.
Amen. Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of Angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exultation. Oh, come, oh, sing, all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, all glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be all glory. Given word of the Father, now in fresh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Hey, I got it through. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Absolutely beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Of all the ones I would have wanted to hear, that was the one. Thank you. That was beautiful. Pastor C was trying to sing with you in the background, but that was beautiful. Thank you. I'm glad that's the one
you
chose
Pastor
to do.
Steven.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I was blending.
Amen. Amen.
Sister Barbara, did you want to bless us with one?
I'll attempt to sing Joy to the World.
Oh, bless you. Okay.
Amen. Joy. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glory of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, guys.
Hey, you cute.
I didn't think I was going to be able to get y'all to do it, but y'all surprised me this morning. Wonderful. Y'all did a wonderful job. I love it. So now what we're going to do is, because this is our hour just to love on God, we're going to say one thing that God has done, or if you want to say two or three, it's up to you, but definitely we're going to say one thing that God has done for us this year that makes us want to come and adore him. Okay? Pastor Stephen, you want to go first? He's putting his together. He's going to go next. Okay, let's start off with Sister Barbara.
Amen.
Whatever you want to share with us that God has done.
I'll give you one, and if you can come back to me. But right now.
Okay. Okay.
He woke me up this morning.
Hallelujah.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Mm. Woo! And you know what? Somebody may think, oh, that's it? No, that's something big. Because a lot of people didn't wake up this morning. So that was great. Thank you. That's a reminder to all of us that he woke us up this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, we're going to come back to her. Evangelist Hilda, give us one thing.
Well, my thing is I am so thankful and grateful and joyful that God has touched my daughter and starting to heal her from the top head right down to the bottom of her feet. She's in the hospital. She is getting all the treatments, everything that she needs. Her numbness is starting to go away. They're working with her on her walking. I am just so
thank you, God.
It touches you, because if it's your only daughter and you prayed to God for so many years to give you a daughter, and when he finally give her to you, it is your job, well, my job, to raise her the best way that I know how, in a Christian way. So it's not like she don't have faith. She just lost it a little along the way. But I'm thankful that it is starting to come back, and she know in her heart that it's only God that has her where she is today. I know I said a lot, but I'm just so thankful.
No, that's awesome. That's what you need to say. Everything that's on your heart to say, feel free to say it. This is the time. We are glorifying God for what he's done.
Yes.
So take your time. Say whatever you want to say to glorify him. It is okay.
Amen.
Wow, that is absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And I'm here to tell you, Evangelist Hilda, I know how you brought up your children. I know how you brought up your children. And I know that whether they have strayed today, yesterday, 2 months ago, all year long, I knew they were going to come in.
Yes.
You had too much training not to come
in. Thank you, God.
God promised you, if you train up the child in the way they should go, I promise you, later on, I'm going to get them to get back on the right path.
And
so thank God
right.
for that.
I thank
you know,
him every
and,
day.
And your oldest son, he took the lead.
Mm-hmm.
He took the lead. You know, he's now a deacon. And I used to look at that little rascal and go, oh, my goodness.
Didn't even know if he was going to survive.
You know, but all of us were out there doing things. And that's why we have a Savior.
Right.
He had to come save somebody. He came to save somebody.
And
you know, I look at your kids coming in one by one, and it blesses me. It blesses me. And that was my thing to adore God for today. Because of all the stories that I hear, the stories that we need to hear are the ones that are said quietly. When all this other stuff is said way out in the open, I look at the teenagers, the young people that are coming in and giving their lives to Christ. And it's absolutely blessing me. The young man that sang on the line the other night, you know, and I said, you got to get on and sing. You got to get on. You know, and no one knows, a couple of weeks ago, he was going through something crazy. And now look at him. He allowed God to pull him right back on track.
Amen.
And he said, Mary, did you know what all of his heart? And he did a wonderful job.
Ooh, it was
an amazing when I see the young people holding on to God's unchanging hand, it is blessing me. You know, it's blessing me to see that. And they're doing it like when my children... My JJ, he waited. Now, they all were, the both boys were baptized when they were babies. But, you know, it doesn't mean the same until you do it on your own when you have understanding
Absolutely.
Of what it is.
Absolutely.
And so the little one kept telling his older brother, you need to be baptized. You need to be baptized. And the older brother was like, please, no, no, no. And so I think when he was 12 or 13, he got up. And he looked at my pastor. He said, I'm ready to be baptized now. And
Amen.
She said, Jay, you're not baptized?
No.
He said, no, ma'am. She said, I sure thought you were. His thing was, I don't want to get baptized today and then go back out there and I'm cussing and fussing in the parking lot and I'm doing all these things that a young person does. I want to wait until I know I can do it. I can maintain.
Yeah.
myself as a Christian.
Amen.
So I told my sister, son, you'll never be able to maintain yourself. You'll always need God's help.
Yes.
Okay. All of us.
Absolutely.
We can
All
never maintain ourselves. All of us need God to help us maintain. We just fall down the way again and again and again.
Absolutely.
But he got baptized on his own, and I thank God that he had a lifestyle that my pastor and him thought he was already baptized, right? He was such a little gentleman. He really was. And I thank God for all young people, you know, just to see them doing right by God.
Yes.
Is anyone saying that they're perfect? Is anyone?
No.
So, of course, they're not perfect. None of us are. Just to see them taking those steps towards coming towards God. You know what I did at 5 o'clock this morning? I got up, text both sons that I'm so thankful that God loaned them to me. You know why? Because my mother did that when she was on her way out of here.
Yeah.
She said, God loaned me to you guys. But by that time, she was on her way out. And I didn't want to wait until I was on my way out. I want to tell them now.
Amen.
I tell them on a daily basis, on a consistent basis. You are loved. You are wonderful young men. God loves you. You guys are good. And my one son, he always goes, Juan, you know I do. I know what you do. So does God.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that he's giving up on you. Right?
Amen.
He knows when you're going to come in.
Exactly.
He knows exactly when you're going to come in. So, you know, I thank God that at 5 o'clock this morning, I was texting her. And I know when they looked at that text, they went, what is Ma doing now? You know, and they probably looked at me, why does she sound like she on her way out? I was saying it before I'm on my way out. But, you know, like I tell you guys all the time, don't give me no roses when I'm in the ground. I can't smell them.
That's
I
for
want
sure.
My flowers now, honey, when I can appreciate them.
Exactly.
Say that money when I'm gone, because can't nobody enjoy them flowers, and they are expensive at that time, too.
They still
are. But I and told them I was so thankful to God that he blessed them into my life. I'm so glad they got each other as brothers,
mm-hmm.
and that no matter what happens, they always can run to each other for help. I love their mm-hmm. relationship. I told them all that in the text this morning. And
oh
I said, more importantly, I am so glad that you guys, while my eyes were still open, got a chance to witness what it's like to go in and hear the word of God inside mm-hmm. a church that's a real household of faith, you know.
Yes.
And I had to stop my older son because he'd go to other churches and go, that ain't what I was taught. And I'm going, son, okay, I understand that, but you can't be going into people's churches because that ain't what Dr. Gonzalez taught me or Pastor Dubo. And isn't it wonderful? He didn't even know at that time when we were going to Pastor Dubose's church, Stephen's mother, none of us knew I would end up with her son. None of us knew that because he wasn't there. He was not in the church at that time. We don't know where he was.
Mm.
But JJ, the two pastors that he had in his life, you know, where he could really relate to them, because he had some others when he was little, but the two that were, as he was getting older, he could relate. He remembers everything they taught him. He remembers Pastor Dubose prophesying to him, and he still holds on to that thing to this day. And I go, wonderful, because you know what? A lot of people get prophesied to. And when they don't see it was in the next few months or a year or so, they let go of the prophecy. They say, I knew they was prophesying.
No.
They forget all about it. It's all in God's timing. It's all in God's timing, right? So I thank God for our young people. I thank God that I sent that out. And I know they said, what's wrong with Mom now? Why is she saying goodbye? No, silly. I'm saying that I love you.
I'm letting them children.
You know, that's all I said, that I love you. I love, you know what? There's so many families where the sisters and brothers don't speak, the sisters and sisters don't speak, brothers and brothers. So when I see those two, and I brought those two up, that when they see each other, they hug and kiss. And
mm-hmm.
someone said to them one time, they said, why do you guys kiss each other? Y'all men, you know, like that.
But
and
men
I said, oh, because they ain't got no money, they can't kiss on each other. The Wayner brothers, they kiss on each other. All the mother brothers on TV, they kiss on each other. Just because my kids is broke, they can't kiss on each other. They love each other. They can kiss each other if they want to. You know, but there was a time that, you know, Corey could go to school, and when he'd come home, he'd see JJ go, JJ! You know,
mm-hmm.
he run up to him, hug him, and kiss him and everything, and he only went to school. So I know
yeah.
he feels like now when he ain't seen him in a while, you know, and
oh,
he's
yeah.
like right now, JJ and him are leaving, I think, Monday, because they're going to surprise them and be with them for the Christmas and everything. So you can imagine the celebration that's going to be going on. It's going to
mm-hmm.
be awesome. So that's
wow.
mine. Let's go to Sister Barbara, and then we're going to come back to Pastor Stephen, and we're going to keep going around till we get it all out. Sister Barbara, your chance.
Oh, the other thing that I'm grateful for is basically just the way God is moving.
Yes.
I mean, he does things in miraculous, mysterious ways.
Mm.
And again, he surprises us with things. He comes out of seemingly nowhere and blesses us with many things. I've seen a lot of blessings. I said miracles, but I don't even want to say miracles. But a lot of blessings lately, right on time. I mean, I was looking for, what was it, the last thing? I forget what it was offhand. If it comes to me, I'll give it back to you. But it wasn't not there. And when I turned around or whatever time, couple of minutes lapsed, seconds lapsed, it was there. Amen. And not like it was lost, but something I needed and didn't have it, and then it was there. So nothing but God would do something
that's
like
right.
that. He's an all-time
that's
God.
Right.
I mean,
with the transportation and, you know, just he's just blessing. He's just awesome. He's just, he's something else. He's really something beyond words, beyond words. He's my God. He's our God. He's awesome. Thank you.
Yes, yes, he is.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, Pastor Steele, your turn.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
It's good to be back on the line with y'all again on this wonderful Saturday morning. I'm like everybody else. I have so much to be thankful for. And you know, it's one thing, and I was telling Pastor Kathy that, you know, it's not always the gifts and these big things that God does that we're so grateful for. But, you know, I'm going to tell y'all something. You know, right now with me and Pastor Kathy, we're going through some things, but God is allowing us to reunite and regather ourselves together. You know, not that we're man and wife, but, you know, sometimes he has to allow you to go through some things to gather, you know, to get you back closer and believe in him. But I just thank God what he's doing in our marriage and in our Christian walk and our faith and belief in God, because truly in these days and times right now, he's definitely humbling us. He's definitely showing nothing but love toward us. But, you know, sometimes it's making us grow up even more. And I thank God for being a second chance God, a thousand chance God, a million chance God, because truly he is, you know. Mm-hmm. And I want to say this morning in this Christmas season, you know, if I don't have a gift or nothing under the tree, you know, I got Pastor Kathy to relate to and to be with, and I wanted to let her know she is and always will be the cream in my coffee.
Oh, wow.
Hey. Amen.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah. Wonderful. Okay, Evangelist Hilda, your turn again.
Well, I'm just grateful that God saw fit to allow me to see another day, to know that all of my family members and them have taken their shots and boosters, and that they are safe from this. Well, they're not really safe, but they know to be careful, to wear their masks and stay their distance from people, because I tell you the truth, Thursday morning, I had an eye doctor appointment. And when I got there, the place was packed with people. And they had nobody separated. Everybody was sitting chair. You know what I did? I stayed. I went in. I signed my name in. And I stood outside in the hallway, my distance away from people. Number one, he was not supposed to have that many people in that small room. It was it's like everybody was standing or sitting on top of each other.
Wow.
And it was just crazy. And I came back, I was like, Lord, please don't let me come down with anything. Because even though you had your shots and the booster, you still can get the virus, the new one.
That's right.
And you don't have to, you know, only difference is that you won't end up in the hospital, because you can just quarantine yourself. And right now, New York have a little over 13% of people affected. And the people are not listening. They have canceled all of the Broadway shows and stuff because of the virus. I was supposed to go to the Allen thing tonight, and it's
Alvin
canceled. Haley. Yes, it's canceled, and I'm so disappointed. But
yes,
I'm thankful.
The cast members got sick, Evangelist.
Yeah.
Some of the cast members got sick. So
right. That's what I'm saying. I am so thankful that not that the people got the virus, but that, you know, everything was canceled so that more people would not get infected.
Right.
So it's so much things that we have to be thankful to God for. Because, you know, when you're looking out at nature, you're looking at the trees and the flowers and the sky. And last night, my sister's granddaughter, she says, Auntie, she's only 2 and a half now. She says, Auntie, look how beautiful the moon is. And I'm saying, what do you know about the moon? You know, and you'll be surprised what little kids see and what they perceive in their mind. She said, Auntie, the moon, beautiful, beautiful. I say, you are so right, Olivia. It is beautiful. And it was. It was full and bright and glowing. And I was, and I said, glory to God. Because, you know, with everything going on around us, we can still see God in the midst of it all.
Yep. Pastor Stephen is piggybacking off what you're saying. He said, it's amazing that we're here, you guys are there, other people are other parts of the country, and we all see the same full moon.
Amen. Amen.
It's not like it's 2 or 3 or 4 moons. It's one moon, and everybody is seeing the same moon. But we're in all different parts of the world. How good is God that he put a moon in place that no matter what part of the world you're in, you could see it?
Yes.
Exactly.
So that's what he was chiming in the background saying. My goodness. God is amazing. He really is amazing. And I'm going to piggyback off of Sister Barbara. Now, y'all know I'm a shopaholic, but God is delivering me. He's delivering. He's still delivering me. Me and Pastor Stephen went to the store the other day, and so he wanted some slippers. So rather than getting one slipper, I came back with two. And he said, two? Do I need two? I said, yeah, else it's going to wear out. He's like, do we got the money for two? I said, yeah, it'll be all right. It'll be all right. Just come on. We got the two. Help us, Jesus. We got the two slippers. As soon as we was on our way home, Pastor Stephen said, oh, I got to stop and get that piece for my job. And I said, what? I got to get the piece for my truck. And in my mind, I was going, I just figured that in the black.
That wasn't in the plan, huh?
That wasn't in the plan. So he goes in the store and he comes back out. He said, okay, give me the money. I said, okay, let me see. Get it. He said, never mind. I knew we didn't think they got no two hands, little. I said, oh, Lord.
Oh, no.
I said, well, honestly, you didn't tell me you was going to stop for no peace. But anyhow, I give him the card and he gets the piece. But Pastor Stephen's thing is he doesn't like to be lower than $100, so that means we don't got nothing and we're struggling. So he was like, how much is that? He said, see, so he fussed all the way home. I didn't need no two slivers. I couldn't deal with one. So I looked at him and I said, well, take one back then, shoot, and stop talking. So, needless to say, he got the two slippers and the car piece. So the next day, I said, Lord, because anybody that knows me, I like to take money and hide it all through the house. And then, you know, when I get paid, I get quarters, dimes, and throw in the thing. So I said, Lord, I know I had some money. What happened? Then I remember he used that little bit of money I had given it to him. And I went, dang, I always got a 20 or something. And so I looked and I saw a bag that I hadn't seen in a long time. And I said, oh, my God. I remember almost 2 years ago, I told him to look in that bag because I had stuffed money in there. And he said he couldn't find it. I said, I know I put a $50 bill in there. And he couldn't find it. Needless to say, I opened that bag. I went through every piece of paper in there. And when I opened up that last book, that 50 was just laying there. I said, see, for such a time as this. And I'm here to tell you, we left that 50 sitting right there on the table all week long just looking at it. Because guess what? Everybody else may have seen $50. What we saw was God saying, I'm with you.
Yeah,
I'm with you. That he was sure right on time like that. So we left that little crispy $50 sitting right on the table all week long just looking, being reminded that God is with us.
Trust and believe.
So I can understand how Sister Barbara felt. Whatever it was she needed, that she turned back around and it was there.
Yes.
I know that feeling. God says, I got you. And, you know, even if you don't say it out loud, you think it. God still manifests.
Oh, yes.
Look at God.
He's letting you know, couldn't nobody hear your thoughts but me.
And can I say something?
Yeah, it's your turn.
That no, that $50 was your Emmanuel.
You better come on now. I'm sitting here looking at Emmanuel, and I was gonna tell
that
y'all
was
about
Emmanuel.
But I didn't tell God y'all because inside our kitchen we got Emmanuel sitting here everywhere we go. We done had this plant with us, and we call him Emmanuel. And even a couple of weeks ago, one lady she seen me taking it to the car. She said, "Mom, can I have that plant?" I said, "Are you crazy? That's Emmanuel. You can't have him." And then there was a white guy behind me, and he looks at the woman, and he says, "Emmanuel." And so the lady says to him, "That's what she calls the plant." Like, she didn't know, right? So the guy says, "Emmanuel means God with us."
That's right.
I said, "Exactly. That's why he got to go with us." And so, you know, we take the plant everywhere. So the woman, in my heart, I felt like, wow, that lets us know there's still some people that don't know God.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You would think that it's not so, but it is. Or there's still some people that don't know the names of God. There was another guy that had me. He said, "Emmanuel, that's God with us." I said, "Exactly. That's why this plant got to stay with us." And while I was telling y'all about the $50, I looked over at Emmanuel standing tall and straight. Said, "Don't forget me, I'm here too. Both of us is represented." But, you know, when the man said it, the girl said, she said, "Well, that's what she called it." And he said, "Well, Emmanuel is God with us." And she went, "Oh," and she kind of walked away like, you know, kind of embarrassed that she didn't know that that meant God with us. You know? So there's still some people out there. You get it on the radio. You get it on the TV. You get it everywhere you can think of. But there's still some people out there that either don't know God or they don't have a relationship with God. Right? And today we can be thankful that we're not one of those people.
That's true.
We do know God. And we do have a relationship with him.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Thank you, God.
And that him coming here to save us meant something to each and every last one of us. And even the ones that haven't come in, they taking their time. They kind of drifting in, but they are coming. And so we thank God for that.
Are.
Anybody else got anything else they want to share?
Well, I'm just grateful that finally, well, not finally, but I'm just grateful that God has put it in Mother's spirit to have her move closer to her son and his wife, that, you know, they will be able to go and visit her at any time that they want. Because, it's, you know, like when you live so far away from your family
and you want to see them, talking to them over the phone is good, but you really want to see how that person really is doing, you know? And even though you got some people who is like very, you know, personal and they like to be alone and all of that. No, I'm sorry. In your mind, you thinking that you want to be alone, but you really don't want to be alone. Yes, true, spiritually we have God, but physically we need other human beings, you know, we can sit down and talk with and you know, share things and words about the Bible and everything. And I'm just so grateful that, you know, God put that in her spirit and let her know she can downsize. It doesn't mean that you have to give up everything that you have, but you can downsize to a smaller. Because not all the time big is better. Sometimes the little small things. You know, getting plants or flowers from, you know, your loved ones or from your friends. That, to me, that is more important than, you know, living so far away.
Yeah. You know what? On that note, I'm glad and I'm thankful that she's near her son and her daughter-in-law. And yay, because they can come and visit her more. I'm glad she's in where she is in assisted living. To
yes.
have people there all the time. So
right.
mm-hmm. when she wants to see people, they're right there. When she don't want to see them, go in her room, close the door. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? Open the door, there's sunshine. So I'm thankful for that because sometimes you can be close by family and they still don't visit. But I'm thankful
mm-hmm.
that
that's true
inside
too.
Assisted mm-hmm. living, they got events going on. You know,
yes.
to hear her tell it, you know she's in a happy place.
Yeah,
so,
they have movies.
In her last day, she's in a place of comfort. Whereas
yeah.
the next 20 years, next 25 years, however many years, she's got a place of comfort.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank God for that. Because I looked at Betty, what's her name? Betty Wright?
Betty
the one I was telling you about yesterday. Yeah, she's a... Is it Betty Wright or the one from
White.
Golden Girls?
No.
Oh, Betty
White.
Wright. Thank you. Yeah,
January.
She just turned 100 yesterday.
No,
so I was like, look at Betty. And you know what I was thinking? She must
not
have been a good person. Oh, January. I said she must have been a good person, you know, because she doesn't look all wrinkly or anything like that. She's always smiling. You know, she just looks peaceful. I don't know if she is, but she does look peaceful. But the other thing is, before we get us on, I'm grateful for all of the family members and everybody, you know, whether you've been tested or not or whatever. Just the fact that everybody's trying to be safe.
Yes.
Everybody's trying to do the right thing. Everybody's wising up. Saying, let me put on my mask. Let me do what I need to do to protect me and them. So thank God for that. And above all of these messages that are going out and everybody trying to be safe and everything, I'm just thankful that, wow, now people are paying attention. And it doesn't mean that they're operating in fear. It just means that they're taking precaution.
Yes.
Right, and they know to call on the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah, that he can cover them with the blood when they go places that they don't know what's in the atmosphere.
That's
so we
true.
Thank God for that. And for everybody that want to go out and still enjoy their loved ones or some of these Christmas parties and things that are going on, be safe. That's all I can say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you got some people that still want to go out there.
Oh, yeah.
They still want to have fun or whatever it is they're doing. They want to do it. And so with that, we just say, well, Lord, as long as they're being safe, because this stuff is in the atmosphere. It's out there. But if you're taking your precautions, wearing your mask, keeping your distance, even though you're at a party, doesn't mean you got to be right up on anybody. But as long as everybody's taking the precautions, You know what I mean? Just be cautious. It doesn't mean we stop living. It just means we live with more caution and we're aware of our surroundings. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because you may go someplace and you think it's just me and my cousin Billy and my cousin Sally, and then Sally done brought John, and John done brought Tom, and Tom done brought Sue. You're like, where all these people came from? That's why you got to be cautious. Make sure you got your mask, you know?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Do like some of those other things. Don't just have one, have a couple of them.
Yeah, because
what's the sense
of
keep using the same mask over and over? You're still traveling with those germs. Take the mask.
No, I change mine every day.
Yeah, but I'm saying, even if you, when you go out and you go in certain places, it's okay if you come out of there and take that mask off and use another one.
Absolutely. That's why I always walk with a pack in my pocketbook.
Because they don't cost that much.
And change, because I wash mine out. I don't like the...
You got to change them, because you don't know what he's in. Right?
Yeah.
If you want to really be cautious. Well, from Pastor Stephen and myself, we're saying Merry Christmas, everybody. We love you guys. Have a safe week. Have a wonderful week, because this is a week that everybody's running up and down and buying stuff and doing stuff cooking and all this stuff. Well, I said most people. Most people are, you know, running up and down. Honest to God, I would love to be in a place where I could get a little piece of that jelly cake, but, you know, that's not going to happen this year.
We can't even find the jelly.
I was going to say, that sounds like a poor man's cake, a jelly cake. And they go, what kind of jelly? Who would you eat jelly cake? You have no idea how good that cake is.
Absolutely.
But,
and you can't even
find the jelly to make it.
That's the problem. It's the jelly.
My other aunt, she would make those sweet potato jacks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Those sweet potato jacks would be off the chain. But anyway, so I just pray everybody's safe and have a good week and a fun week. Even if you only do it by video, on a telephone video and looking at your family on the video, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But still, just so everyone has a safe, wonderful week. And Pastor Steven's going to say a few words before we close out.
Amen.
I just thank God for being back on the line again. I'm always on the line behind the scenes, but it's always good to speak what just says the Lord. And I want y'all ladies, y'all Sister Barbara and Evangelist Hilda, you know, I just want y'all to know, like I said, I be behind the scenes and I listen to everything y'all be saying, and believe me, it be sinking in.
Amen. Amen.
In the new year coming up, that y'all will hear me more often on the radio and getting in the program. Hopefully, the foundation that God is laying for her. Laying for me and Pastor Kathy that I will be able to be a whole lot freer and be able to participate and do some other things for the Lord.
Amen.
All right. Anybody got any last words before we close out?
No,
okay,
ma'am.
This is Barbara. I just want to say that, again, as you have already said, wishing everyone a wonderful holiday, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and you don't have to go out. You have to go
out
and celebrate among the crowds. You can stay home. Be safe. You know well, pray for you safe at home, because some people have contracted it even as a recluse, you know, at home alone. They've also contracted the virus. But if you don't, feel certain, and even if you do feel certain, stay home. Praise the Lord at home. Celebrate God at home. Nothing is wrong with that. Later on, down the line, when, you know, things have settled down, then go out and celebrate. You can celebrate Christmas in July, you know?
Yes,
you don't have to do it right here and right now. So God is awesome, continues to bless us and gives us amazing things. And for anybody listening, if you don't know that he's awesome, remember, he woke you up this morning. He didn't have to do it.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. We are going to continue to lift each other up in prayer, all of our loved ones and all of our siblings that we have from other parents, but we all know who our father is. We all share the same father. So we thank God for all of God's people out here being safe all throughout the world, all throughout the nation. The nation of Israel, you know, Africa, China, all of these places that everyone is being safe. And I know they're saying now there's a new something coming out and it came from Africa. Wherever it came from, we can still cast it down from the pits of hell from which it came from. We can still plead the blood of Jesus over our loved ones, over ourselves, over our nation. Right? We can still plead the blood. Prayer still works. We can still pray. One for another. And the best thing that I've heard, and all of it was good, was that our niece is in that hospital, and God is doing a wonderful thing with her. I'm not talking about any numbness in her legs. I'm not talking about her being able to walk. I'm talking about that voice that she's using to say, God did this for me. That's what I'm talking about.
Amen.
That he's strengthening her faith as she's coming through it. Her faith is being built up all over again. So we thank God for that. Because she's one of the ones that stick out with her cousins. And her cousins will see and they'll be drawn because of her testimony. So we thank God for what he's doing for her and everybody else, that he will continue to look over all of us. And if anybody out there under the sound of my voice does not have a relationship with God yet, it is not too late. God has made it easy so that no one has to perish. So all you have to do is say, Father God, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. Come into my life. I will make you my Lord and Savior. And after you pray that prayer, the next thing you say is, and Father God, lead me to a good household of faith that I can continue to grow into the knowledge of who you are and your will and purpose for my life. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, God is willing to bless you, to forgive you, to have mercy on you. Why? Because he loves you. That's why. He's not looking at all you've done. He's looking at you coming to him and saying, Father, I'm coming home, come home. And I'm not talking about coming home like your eyes shut. Just coming into the body of Christ and accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Right? You can still have fun down here, but have fun with Jesus leading and guiding you all along the way. Amen.
Amen.
So that
Amen.
We all can stay safe. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you for giving us a day that we can just love on you. We can use our voice to glorify you and all you've done for all of us and the ones that are out there, all that you're continuing to do and how you're continuing to lead and guide us into safe measure. Thank you, God. Thank you for loving on us. Thank you for giving us a changed heart that we're able to love on others, to love on each other, to be praying for others, praying for the young people, praying for marriages, praying for households, praying for families, that we're able to lift up our voices knowing that our prayers are being heard. Thank you, God. And we're praying that this is going to be a safe, safe week. We don't want to turn on the news and this happened and that. We want to hear good things. We want to see the world glorifying God, having a safe celebration throughout the week. So we're praying, Father, that you oversee things this week. Even the ones that don't know, they need your help. They need your help, oh God. So we pray that you would cover and keep each and every last one of us. And thank you again for what you're doing for Apostle Mother Wiggins. Continue to bless her and everyone that is connected to us, that even names we haven't mentioned, continue to bless and keep each and every last one of us. from this day on. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Back to you, Evangelist Hilda.
Amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of The Apostle Speaks. And also, I want to thank you for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this morning. So now on that note, we are going to tune out with All Belongs to You by the Wiki Tones. God bless you. Have a wonderful rest
love
of your
you.
Weekend.
Love
you.
Be safe.
Love you, Pastor.
Love
you.
Everybody
safe.
Be safe. Be safe.
God bless y'all.
God bless you. Amen. So on that note, we are out on All Belongs to You.
Praise
Bye
God.
To
love
Barbara.
You.
Love you.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.